For most of us, it was a bright Tuesday afternoon, though for some other areas, clouds have been rather stubborn and are still holding on. That's especially across the higher elevations of the Green Mountains, the Adirondack Mountains, and also the Catskills. And in those spots, there have been some lingering snow showers into this afternoon. But for most of us, things have cleared out pretty nicely, though we are all feeling the chill, and the wind is adding a bite to that chilly air that we are dealing with as well. So you definitely need to bundle up if you're heading out this evening. The wind will still be a bit breezy, we'll call it. It's still a bit breezy this evening, but because temperatures are cold, it's going to make it feel even colder. Later tonight, we'll see those winds diminish. Also later tonight, we'll see the clouds, where there are still some clouds, break up pretty well. So we're calling for a partly cloudy to mainly clear night across eastern New York and western New England. And temperatures will be on the cold side, dropping off into the single digits and teens as the night moves along. The weather picture for tomorrow looks to be quiet. It's still going to be on the cold side, but not as cold as today. In fact, tomorrow, temperatures will be back up close to seasonable levels. That means we're basically in the 30s, around 35 or so for the capital region. That's right on target for what is average for this time of year. The other big change tomorrow is the wind. After a gusty day today, there's not going to be much wind tomorrow. So across the board, it's going to feel a lot more comfortable tomorrow when compared to today. But it's still December. It's still going to be on the cold side. And look for a mainly sunny day. So I expect no problems in terms of traveling across our area tomorrow. And even on Thursday, it's going to stay dry during the day. The clouds will increase during the day. That's ahead of our next storm system. Temperatures on Thursday should be back up close to 40 degrees. So that'll feel pretty nice. Then a storm comes in Thursday night into Friday. Now, initially on Thursday night, many of us break out in rain, but there may be some icy pockets Thursday night. So that is something to think about. By Friday, it looks like it's warm enough for just a plain rain across the area. The rain, it will be heavy at times on Friday, and it will be windy as well. So in terms of travel, Friday is going to be a hassle in terms of the rain and the wind, which is certainly better than driving in snow. But in terms of flying, there may be some delays at the airports because of the weather conditions on Friday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy to mainly clear with diminishing wind overnight, lows in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, cool and not as windy, a high of 30 to 35. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, diminishing wind later tonight, cold with lows in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, cool, and not as windy with highs in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, still a bit breezy this evening with diminishing wind overnight, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, cool, and not as windy, with a high around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, diminishing wind later at night, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, cool, and not as windy, a high around 35. Region-wide on Thursday, increasing clouds, with rain and freezing rain at night, high around 40. Friday, rain heavy at times, windy and warm, with a high around 50. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.